943 17 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWO. Back with Dr. Tim Peterson, Medical Director for the Blood Center. Talk about blood donors and the need for them. How you doing, Doc?
Fine. Thank you, Tommy. Thanks for having us on. Really appreciate your help.
Tell me what's going on at the Blood Center.
Well, you know, summertime's always a difficult time to maintain an adequate blood supply, especially with so many people being out of school and colleges and on vacations. And with all that travel, of course, it always leads to the possibility of a strong need for blood due to accidents or other issues like that. So coming out of it, things do improve, thank goodness, because of our high schools and colleges are starting to start back up. And that's about 25% of the donations come from our younger donors. But we are heading into that Labor Day weekend coming, and it's with a later Labor Day this year, plus having the start of college football and professional football, there'll be a lot of people traveling in the next couple of weeks, and it can be difficult to maintain an adequate supply, especially for the patients who use it every single day.
Is there a type of blood, Doc, that you need more than the other?
You know, I've been asked that, you know, what's the rarest type? And the, I guess the most difficult type to have is the one you need when you need it. Mm. All blood types are needed, absolutely. And people need it every day just for regular, either for treatments for chemotherapy or for ongoing surgeries or elective surgeries. So we ask people, give us a call at the Blood Center. Thebloodcenter.org is the best way to get us. And we can make appointments, we can arrange drives. We also ask people to consider becoming donors if they have friends or family who are undergoing either chemotherapy or have anticipated surgeries and may need products for that. By donating for their friends or family, not only are they helping them, but they're also maintaining the general blood supply for people who come in either unexpectedly or for regular everyday use.
Who can't donate, Doc?
Well, there's very few reasons somebody couldn't donate. Sometimes people who have significant heart, lung, liver problems may not be able to donate. There's only a handful of specific medications that would prevent someone from donating. Excuse me. Some of those are medications that if they're taking, if it's in the blood component and were to be transfused to a pregnant woman, some medications can cause deformities in a developing child. So we have a list for that that we ask them to go over before they donate. They can also view that online before they come in to donate. And but generally, if you're in good health and are doing well and you have an adequate blood count, you're able to donate. Most medications are not a problem.
Any physical conditions that prevent people from donating?
Well, like we said, significant heart disease, lung, kidney, liver disorders, histories of a blood cancer, of course, in the past would prevent someone from being a donor. Some autoimmune disorders, such as multiple sclerosis or myasthenia gravis, that's autoantibodies that could get in the blood component and may potentially have a problem in a recipient. But again, they can always contact us and we can review their medical history beforehand to see if they would be eligible to donate. But again, very few conditions are an absolute reason for not donating.
How hard is it to donate? Take us through the process for that, please.
Sure. When someone comes in to donate, they would first have a medical history exam, and that's where we go over their medical history and any potential risk either for themselves to be a donor or anything that may possibly cause a problem in the blood that was donated itself. We then do a mini physical. We check your blood pressure. We check your veins, make sure they're well. We check your temperature and your heartbeat and make sure you fit the criteria as laid out by the Food and Drug Administration, who determines all the eligibility criteria. The actual donation time is about 5 to 7 minutes. And then afterwards, you know, you have the wonderful juice and cookies and a T-shirt or another thank you gift we give to our donors whenever they come in. So the total process is about, say, 40 minutes from the time you come in until you leave. And that can be shortened if somebody goes to our online site at thebloodcenter.org and is able to do their donor questionnaire before they come in. On the day of donation, you can complete your donor questionnaire, and that way that takes off a significant portion of the time to be required to donate.
Is there something people should not do or conversely do that would disqualify them from being a donor the next day, specifically the night before, like drink or anything like that?
Well, what we would ask them to do, the main thing is what you need to do. It's always good to try to hydrate well 12 or more hours beforehand. That makes it easier to collect the blood. It flows better. And, you know, at this time with the heat, everybody's a little bit dehydrated right now. Mm-hmm. And we also ask them to eat a good meal within 2 or 3 hours of donating. It's been found that even just a glass of water or a small meal before you donate decreases the risk of somebody getting what we call a vasovagal reaction, where they kind of feel a little woozy after they donate. So hydrate well, eat a good meal, and come on in and give it a try. Most people say they've never donated because no one has asked them, but we all know somebody has needed a blood transfusion at some point. And it's estimated about 70% of the people will require a blood transfusion at some point in their life. So please, we've always known the generosity of the people in our listening area. It's been wonderful. But it's the blood that's on the shelf today that's available for the patients who need it today.
Somebody wants to know about age limits, either upper or lower.
The lower age limit in Louisiana, you can donate, anyone can donate at the age of 17 and above. There's no upper age limit. And if a potential donor is 16 years, they would have to get a signed consent form release from their parent or guardian. So 16 with signed release, 17 above, anyone can donate, no upper age limit.
Really?
Yes.
Somebody else wants to know about the difference between blood donation, plasma, and platelets?
Okay. The Blood Center is a nonprofit community organization, as all blood centers are in the country, and we take volunteer donations. So people come in and, because of their generosity, they're donating blood for the patients in the region. We collect whole blood, which is blood right out of the body, and that's made into multiple components, of which predominantly are red blood cells, plasma, and platelets. Now, there also are plasma companies. Those are compensated plasma donation centers. That's a completely different world. And those people are compensated for their plasma donations, which can be up to twice a week. And those are made into what we call derivatives, things like clotting factors and immunoglobulins, to treat specific diseases or clotting deficiencies. There's some examples of that. Now, platelet donations, someone can come in, and we do have volunteer platelet donations where they can go on a machine, and it takes about an hour to an hour and a half, and they can provide up to 2 doses of platelets, and a dose would be pretty much what a patient may need at one time or a daily amount to prevent bleeding if they're low on platelets. And that way, one person can generally help 2 people with 1 platelet donation. And we need those desperately. Platelets are only good on the shelf for 5 days. Mm. And it takes 2 days to do the mandated FDA testing. So we really have about 3 days to use platelets. And you can imagine chemotherapy use, which knocks down platelet production in the bone marrow, really drives a large need for platelets. And so many people are getting cardiovascular surgeries and transplants with livers, especially, that those patients require an extensive amount of components, especially platelets and plasma.
Tell me about the blood replacement program.
Sure. The blood replacement program, if somebody comes in and donates, if they sign up for it, of course, if they were to require blood for themselves or any of their family members who may need it for a year, so if they would let us know who those recipients might be or patients they want to cover, then if they require blood, we send it to the hospital as needed for the next year. We also have, if somebody sponsors a drive as a replacement drive for somebody, when they come in and donate and organize a blood drive and people donate for a specific patient, of course, all that blood can't go to the patient, but we will compensate the family for helping us in getting blood to replace the blood that was used for a patient. So we help and send a check directly to the family to help them out during times of crisis with a family member.
What's the website, doctor, that people go to?
It is thebloodcenter.org, thebloodcenter.org, and our number is 800-86-BLOOD, 800-86-BLOOD.
And the time is of the essence, 17 years or older, no upper limit, 16 with a note, and I hope we do you some good. Thank you, doctor.
Thank you so much, Tommy. Y'all are wonderful and always helping us.
Thank you. Donate if you can. 954. We'll find out what Newell's got planned for us when we come back on WWL.